What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Now, very happy to be joined by my next guest, known colloquially as Pete the Builder. You don't mind me calling you that, Peter?
Not at all, Luke. Not at all. Yeah. Pleasure to meet you.
Great to have you here. And we've got loads of questions coming in. And of course, Pete has letstalkhomes.com, very importantly. And he's also got a TV show, which we'll come on to, called Home Rescue, coming up as well. And he's keen on people to maybe try and get on the show too. So I've got a few things to talk about. But why don't we start off here? It's the bank holiday weekend.
Yeah.
And people are more into, I guess, fixing up their houses on the bank holiday weekend is a big thrill for them, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Like, you know, bank holiday weekends, a lot of people do go away and travel around the country and all that type of stuff. But a lot of other people will stay at home. And what are they going to do at home? They're going to get stuck into the garden and stuck into those DIY jobs that they've been putting off all year. So it's funny because this time of year, people really do kind of, again, start thinking about the house. Sometimes they're thinking about the outside as well. And you mentioned there in your weekend of winning an outdoor patio and sauna. Why not have one of them at home, Luke?
You know how difficult is that, though, Pete, to do? Now, listen, I must admit, I'm hopeless at the deal. My wife does the DIY.
Well, you're a man of many talents in other departments, so don't be worrying about it. I think you've done enough. Don't worry. But it's great to have somebody in the house that does DIY, and I always say this, I highly recommend everybody in the home to try a little bit, so don't be ruling yourself out just yet. So, the likes of when you're doing the garden and doing the outside of your home, the first thing to do is to strip back. Because, like, you know, sometimes there's hedges overgrown. You look out the back garden and you think it's small. Give yourself an hour with the right instrument out the back and you can clear back a whole more space, and then you can start looking at where the sunlight is in your garden, where you may be able to put a patio, a deck. Think about that lovely moment when you have all your mates over, Luke, and you have the barbecue going and the sun is shining. That one day
of pride that you managed to do it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And has decking become a big thing? But it seems to me lots of people are trying to get decking in their gardens.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, the whole outdoor indoor living vibe is going on. You see that on so many of the TV building shows and stuff like that. And it really is a thing because it allows you to maximise the space that you may have outside in your garden. And a lot of time people will put in like a big set of sliding doors and they'll actually connect the inside with the outside. You can do some really nice porcelain tiles as well, which are slip resistant. So they can be done on your patio and they can match the colour of your tiles on the inside of the house. So it genuinely feels like even when the sliding doors are closed, that the outside and the inside are the same room. Therefore, it makes the room look bigger. But when it comes to decking, I think everybody has had that moment where they do the big slip on the green slimy deck. That was the original type of decking that came out. That was a softwood deck. And unfortunately, people will put them down and they wouldn't maintain them. And then they get very slippy and dangerous during when they get wet and dry, wet and dry, wet and dry. That slime kind of builds up in them. So there's a new type of decking out now called composite decking. And it's a man-made product, but it does look like a timber and it comes in all sorts of different colours. Again, slip resistant, looks great, and even better, again, it doesn't deteriorate. So that's a very good option.
And how easy is it? I mean, you know, if you're a beginner, if I was to go into my DIY store or whatever and said, I want to build decking, would it be very difficult for me to do that?
Well, it would be. Like, I wouldn't go into your science lab and start But having said that, you know, I wouldn't be afraid to try it if I was given a bit of guidance by someone like yourself. Yeah. So, no, look, I always say give it a try. So, look, think about it before you start. I think most problems when it comes DIY is people go, I'm going to do it now and I'm going to get the drill out and I'm just going to drill a hole in the wall. So now calm down, have a bit of composure, have a think about it. Oh, hold on, there's a socket directly below there. I won't drill that hole there. There's a good chance there's a pipe there. I won't drill there. So take your time and look at it and prepare. Make sure you have all your materials with you. Make sure if you're going to be painting the room, make sure you do some preparation beforehand. People just go in with a bucket of paint and start lashing it on the wall and they go, oh God, it blistered. Well, of course it's going to blister because you then didn't remove anything that was there beforehand. So simple little tips like that can really help save people a lot of money and believe it or not, help them achieve some really good tradesmanship work and tradespersons work, I should say. Yeah. And, you know, it's a very satisfying thing to do and it's a great thing to be able to say, do you remember we painted that room together and that type of stuff?
Now, painting is a seems like a simple enough thing to me. You buy a tin of paint.
The painters are like that. Painters listening are going on.
And I have had disasters in the past. Yeah, what always strikes me is when you want to paint with a certain colour, there's two colours. The colour on the tin and the colour when it dries on the wall, and they're always different. What advice do you have about painting more generally?
Well, I said it there a second ago. You know, you have to really start, think about what you're doing. If you try and put a light colour painted over a dark colour, there's a good chance that the darker colour will come true from there before. So in that case, you have to put on a good undercoat. There's some excellent primers out there now as well. And don't be afraid to actually spend a few euros on a primer. It'll do two things. It'll block out the colour below, but it'll also give you good contact and good connection and adhesion with the new layer of paint to the surface, because not every paint suits every type of surface as well. So you just have to think about these things. And you know what? If you read it, it does exactly what it says in the tin.
Literally.
Yeah, literally. The information is there. You just have to reach it out, you know.
I think you're a fan of asking for advice in hardware stores, aren't you, as well? So if you go into a hardware,
absolutely,
there's no harm in saying to the guy, if I go in, I'm nervous to ask a question.
Yeah.
But ask the people to give you.
Yeah, look, back in the day, you know, you used to walk into a builder's providers, and if you didn't know the lingo and all the rest of it, you were I could see it, and I felt it myself, you'd be a bit nervous, but that has changed. Like, pretty much all of the builders providers out there now are much more welcoming to the general public coming in, and they're actually really nice, well laid out stores now. Go up and ask the question. There's no point in just nervously grabbing something and bringing it up and then you get home and you go, oh god, that was the wrong thing, I should have asked. Just ask the question. The lads and ladies there will be very helpful. Now again, you know, they're not experts in every single aspect of every construction item or product, but they will certainly help you out, and it's good to talk, Luke.
Right, now there's a question about shelving. That's another big one, isn't it?
Now, again, everyone loves a shelf.
That looks a bit straightforward, but that must be a tricky thing to achieve, to put shelves up that are going to...
Yeah, well, it isn't. Distance. So again, you've got to think about it. So what is the shelf going to hold, first of all? So is it going to hold just a little picture of, you know, something that's very light, or is it going to be something that's quite heavy that's going to be, you know, used by a lot of people? So therefore, if the function of the shelf has to be thought about first, and therefore, the more use it's going to have or the heavier the weight it's going to take, guess what? You have to put in better fixings. Right. So, you know, that all sounds very simple, but people don't think about stuff like that. They just put in a little small roll plug into a little bit of plasterboard and then go, "What? The shelf fell down. How did that happen?" So no, you have to think about your substrates. You have to think about what you're screwing into, and you have to think about what you're going to actually be putting on the shelf. And once you get the two of them together, it's a little mathematical equation where you have to then say to yourself, okay, I'm going to put in a stronger fixing. And then you get your good fixing in, get the level out, make sure that it's level. Again, take your time. Most of these shelves and all these type of things will come with a set of instructions. You know, don't do the old Irish thing of throwing the instructions away and then what were all these parts for? So, you know, think about these things and you will find out that it's not that hard. I think every single household should have a set of tools. They should have a drill. They should have like a drill for an SDS drill for drilling the wall. Should have a screw gun for putting in the screws as well.
All right, we've got some questions, which is great. Let's get ready for this now. Pete, can I use own brand paint rather than expensive brands? Is there much difference?
Well, you know yourself, if you use own brand bread and use Brennan's bread, there's usually a difference as well. But like, you know, it is what it is. I would say that in general, the products have to meet some very good standards now, whether they're own brand or not. So, yeah, I would say yes. But again, like, start in the corner where it can't be seen first, and just see how it looks and go from there. But I wouldn't be against that now.
Again, is there a big price? There must be a price difference, I would imagine.
Unfortunately, our industry, my industry, has certainly gone massively through the roof in terms of cost. So there's some savings to be had by going for own brand, but in general, building materials are through the roof at the moment. Yeah. So if you can make some savings in certain areas, but just be careful. Like I'd always say, especially if it's like a mastic or a silicone that you're going to be using and relying on, let's say around your bat, you know, for the sake of an extra couple of euros, you want to make sure that, you know, you're not going to have, you know, a product that's not going to be sufficient for what it needs to do.
Another one, it was recommended by my builder not to put in decking because it attracts rats which can live underneath the decking.
I don't think it's the decking that attracts the rats. It's probably what's going on around it. And look, creatures of all sorts, never mind rats, but all sorts of creatures like little dark areas, there's no doubt about that. But again, if you do stuff correctly, if you make sure that you clean the area first before you put it in, then you can also put down a heshing or a mesh which stops the growth of anything coming up from below it, and then, you know, properly ventilate the space. I certainly wouldn't be saying you know, don't put decking down because it's going to attract rodents. Right. No, yeah. I'm sorry, Mr. Other Builder. I wouldn't agree with you on that one.
Now, you can text in your questions to 53106. There could be people listening in as we speak doing DIY.
Please God, please God,
any problems you have at the moment, please. I've got another one. Are you ready for this?
Let's do this.
I want to buy a drill for general DIY jobs, hanging shelves. There seems to be a big difference in price between high and low.
Yeah, there is. Like, again, I suppose, so if someone's just doing general DIY, I wouldn't be advising them to go for, you know, the absolute top of the range. If someone is working, you know, professionally in construction, I always recommend that they buy the best products and the best tools. So if you're starting off, again, like anything, start off, it's like your first car. I wouldn't recommend you go out and buy a really high-end car because you'll probably crash it, so, you know, or bump it off something. So you're better off starting off with a lower brand tool. Get to know it and get to understand it. But then as soon as you move into the nicer cars, you go, oh, now I understand why they're more expensive, because the tools are so, like Festool is my tool company that I use, and they are off the charts. But again, they would not be the budget price.
Right,
but you get what you pay for.
Sure. Yeah. Now, I want to talk about buying and selling houses, because this is something that we were discussing earlier. So if you're going to sell your house, and people are maybe visiting houses this weekend with a view to buying a house, what should you look after in your house before the people turn up to view it?
Well, I think a lot of people make the mistake of spending too much money trying to get their house ready to be sold. And I've seen it so many times where people would say, I've just bought a house. Will you come in? And I come in, I go, geez, that's a brand new floor. And I go, yeah, I know, I hate it. But the person who was sold a house had put that in to try and sell the house. And the reality was, most people who are going to buy a home are going to buy it for the location, for the size, that, and they'll want to put their own signature on it. So what I would say to you is, tidy the house up, absolutely. Make sure that, you know, it looks and is presented well, but don't be wasting money putting something in that you think somebody's going to want to need. Because let's be honest, if you lined 100 people up and asked them, every single person will have different sense of taste.
Right.
And the last thing you want to be doing is putting a load of money into something that most likely somebody will take out. So my advice, if you're selling a house, is to strip it back and just leave it as it is.
Keep it simple.
Keep it simple. Yeah, absolutely. Paint it and freshen it up. And, you know, you
hear all Magnolia. Is that the colour? That's neutral.
And again, that kind of, you know, allows people have a nice platform. And you hear all sorts of stuff where they light the fire and they have, you know, put a scone in the
baking
microwave.
Bread or whatever it is.
Yeah. Yeah, try those tricks, sure, why not?
Right, yeah, but don't overdo it is the message.
Yeah.
Now, we must talk about energy efficiency, because that's a big thing, isn't it, nowadays, for obvious reasons. And
absolutely.
What's your advice on that? And you can get grants, can't you, to help if anybody...
Yeah. Look, the world is evolving, and you're probably the best man in Ireland for talking about the evolution of humans and all the different things that go on. But also construction and our homes have evolved, and we're trying to keep up with you, Luke. So basically, our homes, energy costs are so high at the moment that it makes total sense that your home is energy efficient for two reasons. It saves you money, and then also, you're doing your bit for the planet as well. So the SEII grants have been brought out by the government, and they've been there for quite a long time, and they upped them about 3 or 4 years ago, maybe 2.5 years ago, and they need to do that again, because they were very good when they first came out, but the cost of materials has gone up. But it's still free money, and the government it's available to so many people across the country, and I really do advise that people take advantage of it. And you can take advantage of lots of different grants that are available, individual grants and the one-stop shops as well. So people really should take the time to have a look, go on the website and see what they are eligible for, and take the step and go and get it done and make your house more energy efficient. It's more comfortable to live in. And obviously, it's sustainably friendly, and also it's much more energy efficient.
It's easy to get. It sounds like it's not. People might be a bit intimidated by it. Oh, I've got to apply for this grant, and but it's easy enough to get.
No, absolutely, it is. And look, again, you do have to think about it. And you have to get advice, and again, that's why I set up Let's Talk Homes. Let's Talk Homes is to let people reach out to me to give them some advice, because it can be, you know, when you don't understand something, sometimes it can seem a bit complicated. But when you actually take the time to look into it and think about it, it's not that difficult. And again, it's there for everybody.
Yeah. Now, another question. Someone damaged my laminate floor and cut the surface for 1 centimetre. Water will ruin the whole floor as replacement planks are not available. Any ideas?
Okay,
there?
Well, there's usually always replacement planks available. It depends on how long the floor is down, because again, you know, stuff does change and products, you know, sometimes do go off the shelf. But you can do repairs. You can do some. There's if you go on Amazon or eBay, there you'll very quickly get a little repair kit that you can do. Other than that, you have to actually cut out the whole plank itself and then stick in a new plank. But it can be replaced.
Can be done.
It can be done.
Great stuff, Pete. Thanks ever so much for coming in. That's Peter Finn, better known as Pete the Builder. And Pete is looking for new applicants for his TV show, Home Rescue.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.